Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, November 4th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. A Bible school is threatened in Southeast Asia. Iraqi churches see their numbers drop in the face of violence, and OMS offers prayer and encouragement for workers in Creative Access Nations. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, the U.S. Embassy in Southeast Asia continues to receive reports that terrorist organizations could attempt to carry out attacks against Western connections there. Among those taking the warning seriously are evangelical agencies, and with good reason. Bob Bland with Teen Missions International says they've received a direct threat.
In one of the sensitive countries where we have a Bible school, that on the television program, it was broadcast live that they were going to attack our Bible school after Ramadan on the 14th.
Bland says there are 25 students in the Bible school, students who are having a great impact in the area through child evangelism.
We take that very seriously, and of course, we're concerned for the sake of our students and concerned for the sake of the ministry. But there are people out there that will attack Christians, so we need prayer for the safety of these young people.
Next, in the face of violence, many Christian churches in Iraq continue to see their numbers decrease. But there are exceptions, says Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung. They heard from one church that there's more participation because displaced people are joining their group. However, Satan is working to discourage the congregation. The pastor's facing strong intimidation from Muslim extremists, and he's asking for prayer and guidance.
Whether to respond as they are trying to urge him to leave the area and, of course, abandon that ministry, or to stand firm in the face of what could be deadly threats.
Because of common threats, neighborhoods are banding together to form watch groups, and many say that includes churches.
We have heard from the churches in Iraq that they have been reassured by these watch groups that they will protect the Christian churches and the Christian interests as well, a kind of solidarity.
Words of Hope is using both radio and literature to help share the gospel to those in need. You're listening to Mission Network News. After monitoring some of their South Asian ministries from afar, OMS International has decided to spend time visiting their operations firsthand. OMS's Dick McLeish says in spite of cultural danger, they're working to spread the gospel and the love of Christ.
The Lord is moving in very powerful ways. There's a church planting movement there by vocational workers who are stepping out and starting small house churches. We also see ministry social outreach in developing schools. We visited a couple of children's homes.
OMS members continue to ask others to offer prayer and support.
We just need to remember them as an encouragement and then just pray for their protection, because there are some issues that do come up. They get put into some difficult situations because of their faith.
Pray that team members stay focused and strong and that their financial needs are met. Meanwhile, humanitarian work in Zimbabwe is under threat by the government. A non-government organization and religious worker bill is currently in parliament. The bill would give the government power to control all foreign aid and humanitarian work. This will seriously affect Operation Mobilization's work with churches there and among the unreached people groups. The outcome of the bill is still unclear. Pray for the OM Zimbabwe team and future outreach in this troubled nation. And kidnappings, bombings, and other violence has plagued the southern Philippines and its mostly Muslim population. The Philippines is the focus of today's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Focus, a guide to help Christians pray for Muslims around the world. 30 Muslim people groups, or 6 million people, are native to this area. All have their own language, tribal areas, traditions, and need of the gospel. Pray that Christians will be effective in reaching out evangelistically. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.